Chris Gardner with KCOH 1430 AM Sports Rep and the Houston Roundball Review, speaking with Sherry Cole, the Oklahoma Sooners women's basketball coach. Well, coach, you got your first game under your belt on Sunday versus Maryland. You guys lost by 10 points, but just give me your overall thoughts on the game first.
Well, I was proud of our kids for continuing to fight. I think we learned a lot about our team. Not really surprised by any of the things that happened. I thought we got better as the game went on. Maryland played extremely well. They create some matchup problems for us and everybody else in America. And yet I thought our young guys just got so much better. As the day went on, we got great productivity from Danielle Robinson, and it just seemed like every time Maryland broke us down, we had somebody on the floor that had never played significant minutes before. That's going to be the case for us for a while because we do only have four guys who have really played much Division I basketball at all. So you're always going to have one, and more often than not, more than one on the floor. So we were late on some rotations. We got confused in defensive transition. We missed a couple on-ball screen coverages, and every time we did that, Maryland made us pay for it. Our offensive execution was a little bit shaky because we had never been not guarded before. We had a few guys on the perimeter who had not been left alone like they were, and we sort of froze as a result of that, and it's an easy thing to get in the gym and work on. And we learned a lot about our team, which is exactly why we're playing this tough early schedule.
Now, what did you tell the team after the game?
Oh, the most important thing about a loss is how you react to it. This gives us a chance to learn, and what I love most about the setup of our schedule is we'll get to find out how much we learn because we turn around and play Tennessee. If we turn around and play somebody that we're supposed to beat by 30, I'm not sure how much you are able to know that you learned. So we'll find out real quickly, and I think we'll be a lot less shell-shocked. I felt like for a great deal of the game, we got caught watching Maryland play, and part of that is first game of the year, part of it's playing that caliber of competition, part of it's young guys in their first Division I game. It's a lot of different things, and I think we'll be better prepared for what we see from Tennessee on Thursday.
Now, in your opinion, did Maryland do anything, I guess, special or different when they guarded Courtney Pierce?
No, they just brought the house, which we've seen before, two or three people around her at all times, and really made a cognizant effort to keep her off the glass and two people to her and body her away from the rim, and they have the athleticism and the brawn to do that.
Well, then, Courtney, you know, for her, did not have a great game, but Ashley, your sister, played well, sets up Ashley's game.
Ashley was terrific, particularly her offensive focus. Early in the game, she came out as though she were absolutely intent upon receiving the basketball and then scoring once she did receive it. And that's an element of her game that we absolutely have to have. She can't just be a role player in the post. She has to be a scorer. She has to be a high post player and a dominant presence there. She has to defend. She has to block out. Those things are critical. And her offensive game was really, really good. And I thought as the game went on, she got away from it a little bit. Wasn't looking to score quite like she was early on. If we can keep that mentality for 40 minutes, she might average 20.
Talk about the game Danielle Robinson gave you.
I thought Danielle was terrific. Coming off the bench, she scores 15, had four or five steals, changed the tempo of the play, and gave us a defensive presence that forced Maryland into some mistakes. So she's going to be a dandy. She's got a lot to learn yet, but she's going to be really, really special, I think.
Now, as you touched on, you guys will face Tennessee on Thursday. Do you think that playing them so soon after Maryland is a benefit, or do you, I guess, you know, a few more days of practice or preparation would benefit the team?
No, I like it. I like the fact that we have to get right back out there, and we get right back out there against the number one team in the country. I think it's good for us, and if we'll let it, it will make us grow exponentially, both in the tangible aspects of the way we play and in our mindset and the intangible pieces of the game.
And how, I guess, would you change your practice routine, considering games on Thursday this week?
No, it's a tough travel week, just coupled with the fact that we didn't get back until so late on Sunday night. You turn around and you can't go very hard on Monday because particularly our bigs played such significant minutes Sunday night. So did a lot of film work yesterday, and then we leave today because we're flying commercially to this one. So it's a very tough travel span add that to the caliber of competition in the first two games of the season. So our little guys are really going to be tested, and I like it. I think it's full of challenges and gives us a chance to grow.
And does the team, I guess, are they looking forward to the challenge?
Oh, yeah. I think they're real excited about it.
Well, Coach, I mean, it's only game two of the season, but what did you see looking at Tennessee's, you know, on film in their first game?
Well, they're basically the same group of kids that won a national championship last year. They have a freshman, last name is Bjorklund, who has been playing some significant minutes for them in the exhibition and in their first game against Chattanooga. She can really shoot it. I saw her on the summer circuit before she arrived at Tennessee, so she's an outstanding player. But basically, it's the same cast of characters that cut down the nets in the final game of the season last year.
Well, tomorrow is the first day of the fall signing period. I know you can't mention names or anything like that just yet, but what positions or how many scholarships are available for you guys to sign?
We'll sign a couple of kids tomorrow.
And any particular need that you want to meet?
Well, we don't lose anybody.
Right.
So we're just beefing up our roster, and we had the luxury of going out and finding the best players we could possibly find. We didn't have to have a specific thing, a point guard or a center or a shooting guard. We have good pieces. We just needed to add to the depth of that roster, and we will do that tomorrow.
What's the mood, I guess, on campus in regard, you know, it's still football season, of course, and football at OU is a huge thing, but is there any buzz about you guys being number one Tennessee?
You know, we've only been back in town for 36 hours, and I haven't even set foot on campus, so I couldn't really tell you. We got back late last night and practiced yesterday afternoon, and then we leave here in just a little bit, so couldn't tell you.
Okay, well, that's all right. I'll be there in Tampa if everything goes according to plan, so hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to you on Thursday, and thank you for your time.
All right, thank you so much, Chris.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.